May the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. One of the things I learned years ago was the doctrine or the theology of the previousness of God. And the previousness of God simply means that anything, any holy desire that we have is because God initiates it. It's because he comes first. Like 1 John says, we love because he first loved us. And so any encounter we have with the Lord is because he stirred up in us a desire for an encounter. He gives us the right to choose. It's important that we choose. There are two trees in the garden so that mankind had a choice from the beginning, because this walk with the Lord, this life of faith and surrender, is one that's birthed out of love, which is about choosing. God's not looking for robots, but he is a God of grace, and so he helps us choose. He jiggles our willer. He moves on us and gives us an opportunity, makes it easier for us to choose. You have to work your way through the grace of God to miss God. I love this passage in Matthew 25. I'm going to talk a little bit about it again tonight. Tonight it's not going to be a sermon. I'm going to expand on and clarify a little bit about what God birthed on Sunday, what's happening around here. This is verse 1 of Matthew 25. So then the kingdom of heaven will be compared to... So we're citizens of the kingdom. So this is a good one because it gives us insight into how the kingdom operates, how to be a citizen of the kingdom. The scripture that Steve read was the same thing. And the kingdom of heaven will be comparable to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were foolish and 5 were prudent. When the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them. But the prudent took oil and flask along with their lamps. Now while the bridegroom was delaying, they all got drowsy and began to sleep. But at midnight there was a shout, "Behold, the bridegroom, come out to meet him." Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the prudent, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the prudent answered, saying, "No, there will not be enough for us and you too. Go instead to the dealers and buy some for yourselves." While they were going away to make the purchase, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding feast. The door was shut. And later the other virgins also came, saying, Lord, open up to us. And he answered and said, "Truly, truly, I say, I do not know you. Be on the alert then, for you do not know the day nor the hour." Now obviously this can be interpreted as a last day's time when Jesus is coming again, but I believe it carries more than just that. I believe it carries a principle about the way life in the kingdom works, because he introduced it that way. And a lot of these parables that are given in this section of Matthew, they'll use the term alert, be on the alert. I think that that's a really important word for us as believers, is to stay on the alert, because even though the scripture makes it very clear, he'll use terms like "you are sanctified in Christ." And so in God's eyes, we've been made holy. We've been sanctified. And yet we know that this sanctification process is a process, that we, again, have been set into this large room called in Christ, which we get to participate in all that he is, all that he has. I just blows my mind that we get to experience and participate in his life as our very life. That's the life more abundant John 10:10 talks about. But the Lord nudges us along. I mean, there is this wonderful thing about having God done it all and depositing all of it in us, and yet we have now been called to this holy pursuit, not of earning, but of discovering and having larger experiences. That's what it means in 2 Corinthians, that we go from glory to glory in this process of us actually revealing, demonstrating the image of Christ in our life. And we use the word breakthrough a lot, good word. And so it's important that we are on the alert as we seek the Lord and we're walking out where we're at, that we always know that there's more. And your scripture uses the word "much more." It talks about the unsearchable riches of Christ. So if they're unsearchable, if they're unfathomable, that means that there's more I haven't discovered. They're all in me. They're all part of me. I'm in union with all of it, but there's more to experience. And the truth is that Christians spend a lot of their time waiting for God to move. reality is God's waiting for us to move. And there's these invitations for us to move. Breakthroughs are really invitations. They start with an invitation for us to move. And I love the phrase, behold the bridegroom. Jesus comes to us. There's like this birthing. This is what happened Sunday. And the birthing was like, it's like a birthing of an opportunity. And then it says, come out to meet him. Even if it's a 100-mile journey and he's traveled 99.9-tenths of the mile, there is a place where we have to choose to come out to meet him, to respond. That's our movement. God moves so that we can move, so that he can move, so that we can move, so that he can move in our lives. So it's significant that we're on the alert, that we don't miss those opportune times that God gives us. The interesting thing is that the 10 virgins, when the ones who weren't prudent wanted to have some of the oil, the prudent ones said no. And the principle being is, when God does something like he's doing now, it's up to each individual to move. You can't live on somebody else's oil. It's got to be about you and what we choose. It's so grace. There was like this, I was telling somebody today, it was like the room just bulged with grace on Sunday. That grace is here. It's lingering. But it's also, it's a grace. God birthed an opportunity. And so even though there's a few of us here, these words carry value because they move in the Spirit. And I believe, of course, this is not just a CTK word. This is what God's saying to his church, that he's birthed an opportunity on Mother's Day. And while the world is out there raging because they're going to lose the right to kill their own babies, God is saying, I've birthed something, so will you nurture that? Will you protect that? Will you make movement? And so my prayer, and the thing that's so interesting for me is that this is just such a personal word. The Lord had a real encounter with him maybe 5 or 6 weeks ago at night, during the night, and he just told me, I'm not called you to be a professional Christian, and that I'm not called to make sure we get bigger or make sure everybody cooperates or to make sure my life has always been about telling the story, my story. That's the best thing I know to do to give away. And so this is me about my story and his story. And the Christian life is Jesus living his life and his story through our life and through our own unique life story. But if you really understand what that means, it's always bigger than what you've experienced. It's always bigger than what you've seen. And as I said Sunday, I've always longed to, with a group of people, participate, and we won't live with less. We won't live experiencing less than all, and whose heart is driven to that. And so I think that this is a significant time that we're in. And I don't know all the answers. I just know what God's birthed, and I know that the bridegroom has come and offering us something. And will we come out to meet him? Will I come out to meet him? Will you come out to meet him? Well, the individuals, will we become a collective that's coming out to meet him? Respond. You know, we'll see. Time will tell. But there are others who are recognizing what's happening. So this is really a word to encourage you that if you've been on the alert, then you recognize something's happening. But God's so full of grace, even if you weren't on the alert before, he does it this way so that you're on the alert now. Okay, something's happening. And I don't want to miss the opportunity, because we can, unfortunately. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.